弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们要继续思想这个在生活上效法基督第六讲。
So we come to the sixth lecture on the topic how we can follow Jesus' footstep for living a holy life.
我们已经讲过，我们要效法耶稣的信心、盼望、爱心、安静、柔和、谦卑。
So I have talked about already on following the example of Jesus on faith, hope, love, peace.
我们今天要继续来思想效法耶稣基督的得胜试探。
Today we carry on to the topic of following Jesus' footsteps regarding overcoming the temptation.
刚刚我们读了希伯来书第四章第十五节告诉我们。
We have just read the Bible verses from the book of Hebrew, verses 15 to 16.
耶稣基督跟我们人完全一样。
It suggests that Jesus was like us.
都会遇到试探。
He will, come across temptation as well.
他跟我们不一样的地方说他在试探的时候他没有放过罪。
But the only difference is that during the temptation, he has not committed a sin.
在马太福音第六章第十三节，主所教导我们的祷告文里面有这么一句话：不叫我们遇见试探。
So in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, there's this one Bible verse saying, "Do not lead us not into temptation."
好像我们求主耶稣说：“主啊，不要叫我碰到试探了。”
Literally, it sounds like, Lord, please don't let us come across any temptation.
但是在这里啊，这个遇见的意思哈，它有这个陷入的意思。
But here, actually, coming across really means falling into.
就好像有一些英文的译本呢，它就翻译成lead us not into temptation.
就像英文的译本说不要让我们遇见试探。
所以没有人不会遇见试探。
So there's nobody who will never come across temptation.
但是我们千万不要陷入试探。
But we never should fall into the trap of temptation.
许多肉体的情欲试探、眼目情欲的试探、跟今生骄傲的试探，都是我们自己陷进去的。
So we fall into the trap of many temptation, like the cravings of sinful man, the lust of eyes.And even the boasting of what we have done and what we have.
所以不叫我们遇见试探它这个重点呢不在于说不要遇见试探乃是叫我们在遇见试探的时候不要陷入它的网罗里面。
So the emphasis here is not about we will not have the chance to come across a temptation. The key is we are not trapped.Into the temptation.
主耶稣在开始他的事工之前，他先受魔鬼的试探。
Before Jesus started his ministry, he was tempted by the devil.
他在试探当中，他是完全的得胜。
So he prevailed during that temptation.
耶稣基督在试探的得胜，给我们今天每一个神的儿女我们也会受魔鬼试探的人，树立了一个怎么样胜过试探的一个榜样。
So Jesus has set a good example for all of us who have to face the temptation in our lives.
我们一同来读这个希伯来书第二章十七十八节来，请。
So, For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people.
那我们要来思想耶稣基督是怎么样胜过试探的。
So we have to think about how Jesus has overcome the temptation.
第一个，耶稣他胜过试探是因为靠着圣灵的能力。
The first point I'm going to make is he overcome the temptation by the power of Holy Spirit.
马太福音第四章第一节说，耶稣受试探是被圣灵引到旷野受试探。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 4, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil.
马可福音第一章说话说，是圣灵把耶稣吹到旷野去受试探。
The Book of Mark, chapter 1, and once the Spirit sent him out into the desert.
我们一起来读路加福音第四章第一节，请。耶稣被圣灵充满，从
约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野四十天，受魔鬼的试探。
这些经文都告诉我们，主耶稣在受试探之前，他是被圣灵充满。
All of this scripture suggests that before Jesus started his ministry, he was tempted by the devil.
才被圣灵引到旷野受试探。
So he was led by the Holy Spirit to the desert.
圣灵并不是引导耶稣去受试探，乃是引导耶稣去胜过试探。
So the purpose for the Holy Spirit leading Jesus to the desert, not for the sake of being tempted, but for the sake of overcoming the temptation.
也可以说是神主动要借着魔鬼的试探来显明耶稣的得胜，配做一个天国的君王。
So it means that it's by God's plan that he allowed the temptation from the devil to Jesus, so it will manifest the victory of Jesus over the temptation and showing the worthiness of his throne in the kingdom.
所以我们刚刚所读的经文都告诉我们，一个人要胜过魔鬼试探的一个前提，就是要依靠圣灵的能力。
So scripture suggests here to us that the premise of overcoming the temptation is to depend upon the power of Holy Spirit.
若不是依靠圣灵的能力，我们就没有胜过魔鬼试探的可能性。
Without the power of Holy Spirit, we are unable to overcome the temptation from the devil.
这个就好像那个有那个地是有地心引力。
It's just like the gravity from the core of Earth.
任何的物件呢，被这个地心引力所吸啊，所以不能够停在半空中啊。
So everything is gravitated from the core of Earth, so they cannot stay in the air, actually.
会掉到地上来。
So they will fall down to the Earth.
但是飞机啊，你看飞机为什么能够在空中飞行不会掉到地上来？
But you notice the airplane flies in the sky will not fall down to the Earth. Why?
它乃是利用空气的一种浮力来抵抗地心的引力。
So it relies on the buoyance against the gravity.
就好像地心引力一样，我们基督徒都会生活在这个世上，都会被吸力，都会随时随地都会被受试探。
So just like the gravity on the earth, Christians.Are really facing the temptation on this earth.
你没办法靠自己去得胜试探。
You cannot depend upon yourself to overcome the temptation.
但圣灵的能力就好像那个空气的浮力一样，能够胜过地心的引力。
The power of Holy Spirit is just like the buoyancy that can help us to overcome the temptation.
同样，我们靠着圣灵的能力和引导。也同样可以胜过试探。
So with God, with Holy Spirit's guidance, we can overcome the temptation.
在路加福音第四章十三节魔鬼试探耶稣以后就离开耶稣了。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, it mentioned that when the devil had finished all his temptation, he left him until an opportune time.
那我们一起来读第十四节来。耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名就。那就这个经文告诉我们，耶稣被引到旷野受试探之前，一直到受完试探，回到加利利的时候，一直都是靠着圣灵的能力。
So it really suggests that even before he started his ministry, until he returned to the Galilee, really all his Jesus ministry is depend upon.The power of Holy Spirit.
请注意，他不是靠着自己的能力。
He did not depend upon himself.
而是靠着圣灵的能力。
And he depend upon the power of Holy Spirit.
所以我们感谢赞美神，主耶稣基督得胜试探，不是靠着他说我是神的儿子。 他不是靠这个。
So we give all of the thanks and praise to our Lord because he does not depend upon his identity as the Son of God.
如果耶稣是靠着他是神的儿子来得胜试探，那我们这些信他的人，我们就完全没有得胜试探的希望了。
So if indeed he depend upon the status being a Son of Lord to overcome the temptation, then we people would not have hope for overcoming the temptation.
所以耶稣不是靠着他是神儿子本身的能力去胜得胜试探。
So Jesus here does not really depend upon his identity of being the Son of God.
他同样用他人的身份地位，靠着你我都可以依靠着圣灵的能力去得胜试探的。
So he had the victory as a human, just like all of us, but to have victory over temptation by the power of Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣基督给我们在靠着圣灵得胜试探这件事情上面给我们做一个好榜样。
So Jesus has set a great example for all of us regarding overcoming the temptation by the power of Holy Spirit.
让我们同样有一个盼望，就是说我们是有得胜试探的一个盼望。
So we then have this hope, just like Jesus had. We can overcome the temptation by the power of Holy Spirit.
那耶稣基督为什么得试探呢？第二个是靠舍己的祷告。
So the second reason that he had victory over the temptation is because his self-denial prayer.
马太福音第四章第二节说，耶稣禁食四十天，昼夜后来啊之后他就饿了。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4, it mentioned about after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
回去要讲耶稣在禁食祷告的日子当中他并不感到饿。
So then we're talking about during his fasting, he did not really feel the hunger.
乃是在禁食祷告40天的日子满了他才感到饥饿。
He came to sense the hunger right after 14 days and nights fasting.
禁食呢就是我们愿意放弃我们肉体合理合法的享受，所以这个禁食是有那个舍己的意义在里面。
So fasting is really about giving up some of your daily needs and the desire. So it really means sacrifice yourself.
通常这个禁食啊它都伴随着祷告。
Usually the fasting is accompanied by your prayer.
就像使徒行传第十四章二十三节他们要差遣保罗希拉出去，他们怎么样？他们禁食祷告，禁食祷告。
So it's just like what is described in the Acts chapter 14, before the Paul and Barnabas, appointed the elder, they have this fasting and prayer.
当然主耶稣并不是四十个昼夜都不断不断的在祷告。
Of course, you can't imagine Jesus was doing constantly 40 days, 40 nights in prayers.
因为这个禁食通常是包含他的梦想，并对他的工作将来的那种策划在神面前的等候。
So the part of what he did during the fasting is also the meditation and thinking about It's a future ministry and making planning.
所以禁食并不只是刻苦己身，乃是专心在神的事情上面。
So fasting is not really about restraining yourself, but concentrating on God's ministry.
如果你是顺着圣灵的引导在禁食，那你就会专心在神的事情上面。
If you follow the lead or the guide of God or the Holy Spirit, then you can concentrate on God's Holy Spirit.God's ministry during the fasting.
如果你会为那个神的事情来祷告，以至于你不会感到饥饿。
So you will pray constantly for God's ministry. You will not feel a sense of hunger.
所以禁食是一个人心灵蛮有一种属灵的负担。
So fasting is really related to a person who is a feel of spiritual burden.
以至于他不太会感到身体上的需要。
So that he lacked the sense of physical need.
所以这个时候他可以有一段时间他可以不理会饮食。
So during that time, he would have a lot of moments for not paying attention to food.
而将他的心灵 专注于属灵的事物上面。
And concentrate his heart on the spiritual matters.
而停留在一个属灵的境界，一直到他这种负担放下为止。
Remaining in that spiritual circumstances until the release of his burden.
就好像我们一个人呢，如果你在专心专注于某一种重大的事件，通常你就会废寝忘食。
So it's just like a person who is indulged in doing some important events. Then during that process, you could forget food and sleep, no sense of hunger, even you have no sense of wear out.
你会不觉得劳累，不觉得饿，但是过了以后呢，你会有加倍的饥饿劳累的感觉。
So you don't feel hungry, you don't feel worn out, but afterwards you have aggravated sense of hunger and probably the sense of fatigue.
所以弟兄姐妹，进食祷告是胜过魔鬼试探的一个非常厉害的一个兵器。
So brothers, sisters, fasting prayer is a really powerful and important weaponry for overcoming the temptation of devil.
因为进食祷告呢，是将我们自己跟一个能力的源头把它连接起来。
Because this fasting prayer would connect us to the source of power.
我们自己是没有办法胜过魔鬼的试探。
We don't have the capacity to overcome the temptation of the devil.
当我们跟这个能力的源头连接起来的时候，我们就可以胜过。
But when we are connected to the source of power, we will be able to overcome the temptation.
耶稣怎么样得胜试探？就是靠着上帝的话语。
Then the third reason is he had the victory over temptation by God's word.
我们一同读第四章第三节来。那试探的人近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成饼。当主耶稣饿了，那试探的人就来了。
When Jesus was hungry, the tempter came to him.
魔鬼是在耶稣饥饿跟疲倦的时候来试探他。
So the devil came to tempt him when he was hungry and tired.
魔鬼同样会运用这样的伎俩。
So the devil will use the same tricks to tempt us.
通常在我们有急需或是有困难的时候，他来试探我们。
When we are in great need or we are in the great difficulty, we usually are tempted by the devil.
他要等到我们身心陷于疲惫脆弱的时候，用那种立即能够满足我们需要那种诱饵来试探我们。
So usually the devil will tempt us when we feel we are so weak, we are in great need, or we are very tired.
就好像魔鬼对耶稣的试探一样，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
So it's just like what devil did to the Jesus, said that, you know, if you are son of God, you can tell the stones to become bread.
魔鬼对耶稣说，你若是神的儿子，他的意思就是说，你真是神的儿子吗？恐怕不一定吧。
Because devil said, if you are the son of God, it really implies that, are you really the son of God?
因为如果你是神所喜爱的儿子，他所喜悦的怎么会落到今天这么狼狈的光景，会饥饿不堪呢？
So if indeed you are the real son of God, how come you can in such circumstances be hungry and be tired?
魔鬼常常叫我们对属灵的事情上面打问号，起疑惑。
So the devil usually attempt us to the spiritual matter by questioning it or have doubt on it.
他会给我们制造生活上的难处来试验我们，叫我们怀疑神或怀疑自己的信心。
He created a difficulty in our life, so we became doubtful on the spiritual matter, and even we lost our faith.
魔鬼对人说，你可以把这些石头变成食物。
The devil said, you know, you can turn this, you can tell the stones to become bread.
那个试探者，那个魔鬼，好像对耶稣说 哎呀，在这个创造世界的时候，你是万物的创造者啊。
It's just like when you created the heaven and the earth, you are the creator.
你一出生吩咐，万物就这样的存在，就这样的出现了。
If you just tell the all of the things, and then that's how everything on the earth were created.
区区叫石头变成饼，对你有什么难处呢？
So telling the stones to become bread is a piece of cake.
它的意思就是啊，告诉说，如果你连这点小事都办不成，你怎么能够叫人信服？你是神的儿子呢？
So it's really like he's questioning Jesus by saying, if you cannot even do telling the stone to become a bread, how come you claim you are a king?
他的意思就是说啊，他要耶稣运用神的大能来满足他自己肉身的需要。
So he's tempted Jesus to use the power of God to satisfy his own need.
这样子，耶稣就不必经历人所要经历的一些苦难、一些难处。
So then Jesus will not experience the difficulty.Not will or will not experience the difficulty.
所以魔鬼的居心是什么？就是要耶稣只顾到自己的需要，而不顾到神的旨意。
So the intent of devil is to really to tempt Jesus to focus on his own needs rather than on the will of God.
他所讲的话好像很体贴的样子。
It looks like the devil was very considerate.
哎呀，你现在饿了吗？你可以把石头变成饼吗？
Oh, so you are so hungry. So please tell the stones to become bread.
这试探就是叫说啊，你赶快想到自己吧，体贴自己吧。
So the temptation is really about focus on think about yourself, really treat yourself well.
魔鬼就是常常引诱我们，叫我们只是顾到自己肉身的物质的需要，而忽略了属灵的需要。这是为什么一般信徒在试探上失败的原因。
So really, the devil tempts us a lot.By, you know, attracting our attention to the physical and daily needs we have, and rather than focus on the spiritual need. That's why a lot of Christians, particularly ordinary Christians, you know, have the failure on overcoming the temptation.
那耶稣怎么样回应魔鬼的试探？
How did Jesus answer the devil's tempt?
在第四章第四节，我们一同来读来。耶稣却回答说。经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。我们从耶稣的回答告诉我们三件事情。
So from Jesus' answer, we come to understand three things.
耶稣他并否认食物对人生存的重要性。
The first, Jesus does not deny the importance of the food for the human existence.
耶稣不是说不需要靠食物。乃是说不是单靠食物。
Jesus did not say human do not need food. He says do not live on bread alone.
耶稣承认食物对人来讲有它的生存的重要性。
So Jesus actually agrees that it is important for the human to have food.
我们有句古话讲说民以食为天啊。
So there's a really old Chinese saying,that food is heaven for people. 啊，
所以在耶稣教导他的门徒的祷告文当中啊，有三个有关你祈求的事情。第一样祈求就是说，我们今日的饮食，今日赐给我们。
So in Lord's Prayer, Jesus actually showed an example for us for making requests. The first is like, Lord, give us the daily bread.
第二个，耶稣他强调神的话对人生命的重要性。
So second, Jesus made the emphasis about the importance of God's word to humans' life.
人和其他的生物都需要吃食物。
So man and all other creatures need the food to survive.
但是我们有没有想到说，我们是为什么而吃呢？是为活而吃呢？还是为吃而活呢？
But have we really thought about why we need food? It's really for, we need food for the survival, or we live, or we just eat to live a better life.
有吃有喝就能够保持身体的健康，就能够活下去吗？
So having adequate food, is that the premise to live a long life?
就能够活得好吗?
Is that means you have enough food, means you live a good life?
人生活的目的跟它的意义在哪里呢?
What is the purpose and the meaningfulness of human's life?
我们一同来读创世纪一章二十六节，请神说我们要照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人。
So Genesis first chapter.
什么是神的形象跟样式?
What is God's image and likeness?
神是个灵吗?
God is a spirit.
他看不见啊。
It's invisible.
怎么会有形象跟样式呢?
How come he has image and form?
我自己个人了解是，这里讲的形象跟样式是指着神的灵讲的。
So I believe even for imagery and the likeness, it means to this God's spirit.
在创世纪第二章第七节啊，我们一同来读。
Genesis chapter 2.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。当神造人的时候，在他的鼻孔吹一口气，他就成了有灵的活人。
So when God created man, then after he formed from the dust of the ground, he breathed into his nostril the breath of life. Then the man became a living being.
这是神造人跟造其他动物很不同的地方。
This is the difference between how the God created man versus he created the other creatures.
这个灵是从神来的。
So the spirit is from God.
所以神造人，把他的灵赐给人，让人成为一个有灵的活人。
So he breathed the spirit into man and make him a living being.
所以人被称为万物之灵啊，这是跟其他的动植物不同的地方。
So the human become the spirit of all the creatures.
啊，植物只有一个体。
So for all the plants, it's just about formality.
动物有体也有魂。
And for animals, it has the body.And the soul.
啊，魂就是我们的思想、意志、情感啊、知识等等。
Soul relates to our knowledge or feeling and our awareness.
那些动物都有。
The animals have those like us.
啊，甚至有的动物的感情比人还要丰富。
So for some animals, maybe they have richer emotions than a human being.
这怪不得很多人喜欢养狗。
Why? That's why some people have dogs as their pet.
我女儿的一个朋友啊。他养了三只狗啊。
So a friend of my daughter, you know, has three dogs.
他那个没有孩子，把这三只狗当做他的孩子在养。
So she does not have her own children, so she raised three dogs as her children.
但是只有人有体有魂也有灵。
But only human being, has body, soul, and spirit.
因为灵是从神来的，所以这个灵也是单单对着神的。
So the spirit is from God and should be towards God.
所以只有会有人，只有人会怎么样？会去寻求神，会去敬拜神。你有没有看到狗啊、猫啊去敬拜神吗？去寻求什么？没有啊，只有人才会这样子。
So only man who have this willingness to worship and to follow God, you won't see that on the animals.
所以灵是对着神的。
So the Holy Spirit is targeted at God.
换句话说，人不仅有物质层面的需要，人有更高、更广、更深的灵命上的需要。
So Jesus' teaching also suggests to us, humans do not only have the physical and material needs. Humans should have higher, deeper, and broader spiritual needs.
人灵命上的需要乃是要依靠神的话语。应许和命令来得到供应。
So humans' spiritual need rely on God's words, promise, commands, and supply.
肉体的饥饿很可怕。
So sometimes it's a terrible for physical hunger.
但是心灵的空虚啊，更可怕。
But the spiritual emptiness is even horrible.
吃饭能够解决肉体的饥饿的问题。
So eating could help.Could help our physical need.
但是不能够解决人心灵空虚的问题。
Will not satisfy the emptiness in our heart.
食物啊，可以满足空的肚腹。
So the food could satisfy an empty stomach.
但唯有神的话语、真理的信息、福音的恩典，才能够填补人心灵的空虚。
Yet only God's words, the truth, the message of truth, and the grace of gospel can fill the hole in human heart.
因此，主耶稣很肯定的来回应魔鬼的话，说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一句话。”
So that's why Jesus answered the devil, saying, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
好，第三个啊
，The third point I'm going to make is
耶稣怎么回答魔鬼的？耶稣他啊，他讲到说。他不用权柄来满足自己肉身的需要。
So Jesus said, I'm not going to misuse or abuse my power to satisfy my physical need.
耶稣为什么在这种饥饿情况下还能够拒绝魔鬼的这种食物的引诱呢？
How come Jesus were able to resist the devil's temptation when he was so hungry?
因为他不会因为我自己需要而来行神迹奇事。
So he's not really trying to do miracles based upon his own physical needs.
耶稣不愿意为了自己的需要而随意来施行神迹。
So Jesus was not willing to do the miracle for his own physical need.
因为神迹并不是神所定的一个天然的规律。
Because miracles is not necessarily in perfect accordance with the principle created by God.
在人的起居饮食当中，神已经安排各种天然的规律。
So the natural rules really take place in our daily lives.
人应当按照这些天然的规律来生活。
So we should live our life by following these rules.
神只是在一些特殊的情形之下，他才显出神迹来。
Yet God will use miracle in some special moments.
所以耶稣他不变石头为食物，不是他不能做，而是他不肯做。
So Jesus decided to not turn the stones into bread. It's not about he does not have ability to do that. It's he's not willing to do that.
我们侍奉神的人也是一样，问题不在于我们能够做什么，乃在于若是没有神的话，我们虽然能做，但是我们也不肯做。
So for people we serve the Lord, the challenge for us is that not about whether we are able to do. It really it's about without Lord's words, we probably not willing to do something we are capable of doing.
这个时间已经差不多了，所以我不能再继续讲下去了。
So we're running out of time. Probably I can't finish everything.
但是我就是要告诉弟兄姐妹。
But here's a message I want to tell brothers and sisters.
我们今天思想夏娃耶稣基督的得胜试探。
So we meditate and think about Jesus' example on overcoming the temptation.
耶稣他受试探，让我们更认到神的旨意跟神的大爱。
So his experience of being tempted by the devil is help us to understand God's love.And God's will.
也可以让我们认识到撒旦的那个阴险跟奸恶。
So we also can come and realize the insidiousness of Satan.
所以我们要感谢我们的神，容让耶稣遭受魔鬼的试探。
So we give thanks to our Lord that he allowed the temptation from devil to Jesus.
试探可以叫人跌倒。
The temptation can trip people.
试探也可以熬炼出属神的生命出来。
And the temptation can become opportunity for us to train to improve our spiritual life.
马丁路德他讲到一个基督徒属灵生命的成长。
So Martin Luther talked about the spiritual growth of Christians.
他讲，他说基督徒属灵生命的成长有三个要素。
He talked about three important elements of spiritual growth.
第一个， 第一个就是读经，第二个就是祷告。
The first is about reading Bible. Second, prayer.
第三个就是试探跟苦难。
The third is about the temptation and the difficulty you're going to experience.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要感谢神，我们要熬炼出一个属灵的生命，被主使用。我们必须要学习耶稣基督用神的方法来得胜试探。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to really think about how we should face the temptation, because God has His intention in training us or help us transform us for better spiritual life.
也就是借着圣灵的能力跟引导，靠着舍己的祷告和信靠上帝的话。
Through the self-denial, prayer and God's words, we can really overcome the temptation from the devil.
我们感谢主。
Praise Lord.
我们一同来唱这首诗歌。
We sing this hymn together. It's glorious freedom.
我曾被罪恶锁链之束缚，我曾像奴仆不得自由，但耶稣断开我一切锁链，荣耀之释放我今获得，荣耀之释放，奇妙之释放，我再无罪恶束缚痛苦，荣耀释放，这是救主耶稣，从今到永远是我释放。有时候脱离情义和思考，脱离我妒忌恨恶曾经，脱离我世事虚空之幻想，于是我离去，一切有你，荣耀之释放，奇妙之释放，我再无罪恶束缚痛苦，荣耀释放，这是救主耶稣，从今到永远是我释放。主使我脱离骄傲和愚蠢，脱离我溺爱金钱迷惑，脱离我太过暴躁之性情，荣耀之释放，喜乐无穷，荣耀之释放，奇妙之释放，我再无罪恶束缚痛苦，荣耀释放，这就救主耶稣，从今到永远是我释放。
我们一定要祷告。我们要谢谢我们的主耶稣基督，你让我们在试探方面给我们做了一个非常好的榜样。
We give all thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ because you have set a great example for overcoming the temptation.
因为你所能够胜过试探的一些做法，都是我们人也可以做的。
What you have done to overcome the temptation is something we all can learn as humans.
你不是靠着你是神的儿子来得胜试探。
You do not depend upon the identity as son of Lord.
因为你知道我们人没有办法因着这样来有得胜试探的希望。
You know we as human cannot do this for overcoming the temptation.
感谢你。
We give thanks to you, Lord.
你得胜试探是依靠圣灵的能力。
Your victory over temptation is by the power of Holy Spirit.
你得胜试探是靠着一个舍己的祷告。
Your victory depends upon your self-denial prayer.
你得胜试探一个很重要的因素就是要依靠神的话语。
Most importantly, your victory over temptation is on the Lord's word.
求主帮助我们所有的你的儿女们。
Please help each of us.
让我们学习，真的学习像你一样，在对付魔鬼试探的时候是引用神的话语。
So help us to learn just like what you did to depend upon God's word to overcome the devil's temptation.
但是我们先求你，让我们对你的话语有个渴慕追求的心。
But Lord, we ask for your help so we have a desire to your word.
好让我们心里面充满了你的话语。在我们接受试探的时候，圣灵就能够提醒我们怎么样用你的话语来得胜试探。
So when we face temptation, so the Holy Spirit will help us to remember your words to overcome the temptation.
帮助我们将你的话语存在我们的心里。
Help us to store your words in your heart.
免得我们得罪你。
So we're not.
免得我们面对魔鬼试探的时候慌张失措。
So we will not be fear as we face the devil's temptation.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.